Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette covering Steelers OTAs. Ray, what do you take from Hayward's comments on Tuitt and him missing practice today?
Well, Andrew, I mean, Cam is the team captain, and I take every word that he says, you know, like he means it. You know, he's not one to BS a lot, and if he thinks Stephon Tuitt is going to be here, you know, what did he say, at one point or another, then I believe him. What I did sort of read into those comments was, I don't think it's going to be in OTAs, right? I mean, the next time he has to be here is for mandatory minicamp on June 14th. So that's kind of when I expect to see Stephon, but since we haven't really had any light shed on the subject, you know, for 9 or 10 months now, I think what Cam said today is certainly newsworthy and noteworthy, and I think it should give Steelers fans some confidence that, you know, the defense can be a little bit better next year.
Is Cam's level of trust that he and the, like, sort of the organization, the coaching staff, the front office have in each other such that he wouldn't say this unless he had sort of tacitly run it by them? Ray, does that process even exist, or do they just trust him to say what they think is the right thing?
Yeah, no, I think they trust Cam. Now, I will tell you, you know, Cam talked every week during the season last year. I think Cam was always on Thursday mornings, and we asked about Tuitt, you know, if not every week, you know, every couple of weeks.
Yep.
And he was always evasive about it. He never wanted to answer. So the fact that he would answer now and you know, it took him a little bit to warm up. I think Joe Rutter asked him the first question, and, you know, it wasn't short, but it wasn't a long answer. Then I asked him about it. And finally, Jim Wexel phrased his question in such a way that Cam sort of opened up about it, and he finally relented and, you know, gave us a good answer. So, like I said, yeah, he's confident that he'll be back. I think at this point, what we know, I think that's a good sign for the Steelers.
Ray, if you were the new GM, would that be enough for you to plug Tuitt in as the starter and not want to do something between now and training camp to bolster the position?
Yeah, I've said this all along, Andrew. If they wanted to cut Stephon Tuitt for salary cap purposes or because they didn't believe he was the player that he once was, they would have done that, you know, March 14th or whatever day the start of the new league year was. The fact that they've kept him all this time suggests to me that they believe they're going to be a better team with him, and that for whatever reason in March and April and now even in May, Tuitt is still going through some stuff that he has to sort through, you know, before he actually reports. I feel like I wasn't doing my job for not knowing this, but did you guys know that Tuitt's family has always resided in Indianapolis? And I guess Tuitt had a house here, but it was really just him. I mean, for all these years that he's been here, his family has lived in Indy. I didn't know that, so I guess that sort of explains some of this as well. You know, his family isn't here. He doesn't have to be here until the middle of June, so maybe that's part of this equation as well.
Cam cited something, said his knee wasn't right last year, Tuitt's, that is. What was your understanding of how bad it was for him health-wise? While, you know, all this other stuff was going on, obviously, yeah, with the tragedy surrounding his brother's death.
No, he had the minor knee surgery, I think, right before the season started or right after. He was put on PUP, and he could have returned in 6 weeks. So the knee wasn't the issue, you know, for the first 6 weeks of the season. For the subsequent, you know, games, October, November, December, January, it was all about him grieving the loss of his brother. And, you know, that was the reason that he stayed out.
So it was like a knee clean-out procedure. It wasn't like a major thing. Because I don't – correct me if I'm wrong, yeah. Ray. They never, like, specified that it was some major repair of a torn this or that.
Yeah, no, it was a minor procedure. Obviously, when you have that right before the season, you have to go on PUP.
Yep.
And then I think after PUP, they placed him on IR, which allowed them to pay him his full salary for the 2021 season. If he had remained – I don't know what the actual term is, but if he had remained on PUP or one of those other lists, they wouldn't have been responsible for that, you know, that full salary. So,
yep.
I don't want to say the Steelers did him a favor, but they do what they always do. They did it with Shazier. They're, you know, when someone's going through a tough time, they stick with them and they pay them their full salary.
Ray, I don't want you to get in trouble with the Steelers, so I'm going to word what I'm going to ask you next in a very specific way. There's a Steeler that's going into the last year of his contract who blew off a camp for kids over the weekend, and there were no video or pictures of this player at practice today. There is a former Steelers media relations employee who was saying that when a guy is in his first contract, he should be at OTAs, the voluntary portion, which makes me think if he worked for the Steelers and thinks that way, there's probably more important people for the Steelers who think that exact way.
You know, I think Deontay Johnson is enough of a vet now that he probably doesn't have to be here. But I'll tell you, I was a little bit surprised that theoretically he wasn't there today just because, you know, he's got new quarterbacks. And he had such a great rapport with Ben Roethlisberger that you would think that he would want to, you know, get off on the right foot and, you know, establish those relationships as early as he could. We also know that he was not part of that Trubisky get-together in Florida either.
Yep.
So, you know, Deontay hasn't been a guy who's been, like, a problem for the Steelers. He's always been a good teammate. We all know his contract's out there. We all know how agents are. We all know how receivers' contracts have been contentious. So, I can't predict the future, but I don't think Deontay Johnson is a bad apple. And if I had to choose between one or the other, Tuitt or Johnson, I think Johnson is more likely to show up at one of these OTAs than Tuitt is.
Do you think the Steelers are surprised that he wasn't there today? Like, you mentioned you were a little bit surprised, but, like, do you think the team was caught off guard at all?
I'm sure that's communicated to them beforehand. I'm sure those – you know, that conversation is had at some point. And listen, there's no leverage on the part of the team to make any of these guys come. It's written into the CBA. And I can remember when the Steelers were a veteran-laden team, you know, Paul Amalu was never at these things.
Yep.
Ben's presence was not always, you know, it was maybe 25-40%, you know, that he was there. So, it's different now. I think a lot of that has to do with the leadership of Cam Hayward and Tyson Alualu. And, you know, Watt was there today. I talked to him. So, I mean, you know, when your senior leaders are there and they're present, I think that sends a message to the other guys. And, I think for whatever reason, there's been better participation the last couple of years. And, you know, this year, certainly the first day was no different.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers Insider, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.